Part 8, using a Braille compass and a Braille straight edge to construct line segments.
All right, John, we just got this worksheet from your math teacher on constructions, and I'm going to quickly Braille up the lines and then have you construct what you need to construct using the compass. So I'm just going to make...
The teacher shows the original problem to the camera.
This line, AB, using the Braille writer, putting a full cell at the start and then doing dots 2, 4, going across and then a full cell again and then labeling it with the A and the B.
The teacher puts down the original problem and returns to the Braille writer. The teacher now labels the line she just created on the Braille writer. The teacher makes a correction on the sheet in the Braille writer. The teacher takes the sheet out of the Braille writer and hands it to the student, John.
So here's just the diagram for number one, and I will read you the directions. It says, construct each of the following using a straight edge and a compass. Do not erase any of your marks.
John checks the problem on the Braille sheet.
Number one, given line AB, construct line segment CD such that CD equals 3AB.
CD equals 3AB. Okay. So first of all, I need the ruler.
The teacher hands the ruler to John. It is a thick plastic ruler with a metal guide.
Here's your ruler.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I also gave you the cardboard to do it on so that...
All right. Okay.
John places the ruler on the line in order to measure it.
I put it right there. See how long AB is. Let's see, maybe 3 inches. No, wait, that's not quite right. Ah, it's pretty close. It's like, it looks like it's about 2 3/4 inches long. You can see where the ruler is and you can see where the line is. Okay, so... approximately then, if it's about 3, I want this.
John grabs the compass.
To be about 9 inches.
John adjusts the compass to increase the radius.
So I'll just mess around with this thing until I think it's far enough apart, and then I'll measure it.
John continues to adjust the compass.
Yeah, how can you do it if the compass isn't going to get out to 9 inches?
I think it will, actually. Because we're already at, where are we? We're already at 3, aren't we?
John measures the opening of the compass with the ruler.
It's 3, and it's...
I don't believe the compass is going to get out tonight. And so since they want 3AB, so what can you do with the compass, to make it so that you can get 3ABs?
3ABs. Well, no, I'm just thinking... it's been a while since I've done this, but if you put a point, if you put it at one point, and then you draw a line that goes down, like you put it here, let's say you put it here, you draw a line that goes down, and you move it over, and then you draw a line this way.
John draws a partial circle with the compass, moves it 2 inches, then draws another partial circle.
You're going to measure line AB with your compass,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to move it over 3 times so that you have three... Use the compass 3 times to make it so that you're getting the...
Oh, yeah.
John puts the opening of the compass on the line segment AB.
Make sure that when you're constructing your lines with the compass that you're doing it on the cardboard and not on the table.
No, I know. I'm just putting it down so I can see... okay, so this looks about the right... maybe even
the opening of the compass is very close to the length of the line.
Right about there. That looks about right.
John closed the compass slightly.
All right, now I'll do it on the cardboard.
John turns the paper over.
All right. Now I want to put it at the end of line AB.
John searches for line AB.
So that's right about here. I think I'll start.
John accidentally puts the compass point at the beginning of line AB.
Okay, wait a second. You want it to be 3 times AB.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you're at the beginning of where line AB starts.
Okay.
So you need to move to where the end of AB is.
John locates the correct point on the line.
That's about right.
And you want to try to make your mark with your compass on the same line as line AB is going.
So that would be like right here.
Correct.
And I would just want to make a mark. It's going to curve a little bit, but. Mm-hmm.
John creates a semicircle with a compass directly to the left of the line.
Okay.
Okay. That's good.
Now you did one, so now what are you going to do with?
Now, I think I have to move over to this right here.
John moves the compass to a random point on the semicircle.
Now this is where your straight edge is going to come into effect, because now you've moved up towards the top. So you want to use your straight edge so that you're drawing these along the same line.
Okay. This is how the other... Okay. Okay. So where's the straight edge? Oh, okay.
John takes the ruler, places it on the line, and extends it towards the semicircle.
Let's see, where was that line? That line was right here. I moved my compass. That line was right here, and this one is right here. So
John does not have the ruler parallel to the line.
So you can feel that you're going up on an angle, so you want to try to make it so that it's going...
John gets the ruler parallel.
Great. So now find where you made the curve.
Right here.
With the compass, and where the straight edge meet, and that's where you're going to put the center of your compass again.
Okay, so actually, I'm going to move this. Well, I know they meet right here.
Okay,
but if I put my center right there, it's going to make the line go down a little bit.
No.
John has his finger on the point where the ruler intersects the semicircle.
I'll move your straight edge away.
John places the sharp end of the compass at the point indicated by his finger.
Okay.
And then which way are you going to make your...
I'm going to make it this way.
Towards the left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
John creates a new semicircle to the left of the point. We now jump to a point after
good.
John has created the next line.
Okay, John, you want to check to see what you have so far?
Yes, now I've drawn those two lines, so that CD is going to be 3AB.
Okay, here's a wiki stick if you want to mark it with a wiki stick, and then I will mark it with a pencil.
Okay, well, it starts here. It's going over the original line of AB, and now all I want to do is make sure that I'm going straight across. And that'll mark C and D.
Okay, and where does your line end?
It ends right, it ends right here, actually.
Okay.
It ends a little bit after this wiki stick. I also should probably use a straight edge to make sure that I didn't curve on my line with the wiki stick.
John uses the ruler to check the straightness
of
the wiki stick.
This is straight here. Now, yeah, see, I did. I need to move it just a little bit.
Nice job checking.
Yeah, it should be right there. Actually, my guide got in the way, but that's okay. Now if I put the end down, it's better.
Okay, now I will mark that this is question number one for you in ink, and then I will draw the line with the pencil, as the wiki sticks sometimes fall off when you hand them in. So now what am I going to label this new line?
This new line would be line CD.
Okay, so C is going to go where?
John searches for point C.
Okay, these are points A and B. C is going to go right here, and D is going to go right here.
Okay, you've got D right, because it's going to be the end of our line, but
now C is going to be here.
Good job.
C is at the beginning of the line, the same point as A.
Label that D. Nice job.